of thinking. We are presenting startling fact evidence that take up where other explanations leave off. Some of these revelations may very well go against things you have been taught and perhaps believed all your life. Prepare yourself for the evidence which will follow.
CJSF 9.1 FM broadcasting live from the top of Burnaby Mountain every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the program with brand new music from the one, the only, Vancouver's very own, The Core. The album is called Fractured Protocol. It is available now on all digital platforms, and all streamers, on wherever you get your music, and it is available physical, in the flesh, this weekend at the Wise Hall. Yes, 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 the boys are heading out on tour with the boys from Let's Go all the way from the interior. They are going to be at the Wise Hall this Friday, May the 10th. Then they're going to be in Squamish this Saturday at the Government Street? I thought it was at the Legion Hall. At Breckendale Art Gallery in Squamish on Saturday, May the 11th. And then they're also going to be there at Breckendale Art Gallery on Sunday, May the 12th. They're doing two shows back-to-back. Let's Go with the Subterraneans two nights. It should be a wild time. Go check it out. Let's cut into a little bit more music off the brand new album. This is the first release single. This song's called Dog of War.
I'll strip the bone of flesh. I'll strip the bone of flesh. Bark till there's nothing left. Bark till there's nothing left. My bite, it leaves a mark.
checking this week in Wise Hall. This is Let's Go. Was the one and only Let's Go, all the way from Kamloops in the fine, fine interior of British Columbia. They're playing with the Core all this weekend. They're going to be at the Wise Hall this Friday, that is May the 10th, and they're going to Squamish and doing Saturday and Sunday, if I got my dates right here. Two nights in Squamish. What's that place called? The Breckendale Art Gallery. That's at 41950 Government Road, Breckendale, Squamish. Check it out. They're going to be playing with locals, Subterraneans, The Core, Let's Go. Should be a good time. But that is not the only band that is performing at the Wise Hall tomorrow night. No. There's also going on the bill. Zero Index, which is a band I haven't heard of. I was trying to look them up, and I could not find them. So if you guys have any Zero Index, please send them my way. You can text them here at the station. You can hit them up here on our live stream. Just put them in the chat. I will find it. I will play it. But they're playing with my very good friend and a man I have not gotten to see perform in far, far too long. He doesn't do it nearly enough. Jesse, if you're listening out there, play more shows, man. I know you're busy. Also, if you could finish writing that third Firelight novel, that would really help me out personally a lot. Anyways, the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only, the man with a golden voice and a million songs, Jesse Labordet is playing a very rare show in Vancouver at the Wise Hall this Friday, May the 10th, with full band, The Long Winter. So let's cut into some of that off of his album, Long Winter, featuring the whole band. And then he's got a brand new single out with his niece, Ruby, I'm pretty sure her name is. Off, check that out. But in the meantime, here, listen to Jesse Labordet. This song's called Burnt Out Frame. You listen to 90.1 CJSF. The air is cold, the wind it blows.
goes right through my bones. In the winter, the sun don't stay around too long before giving way to the night. But I have been driving down this road for my whole life. So the light from the moon's all I need to get away to the last remaining turns. And I'm almost home. Go! Well, I look to a line from someone back home to remind me of what it's worth to know the wind is still blowing and the ground is at their feet. It will keep me on my, keep my head on straight. It will keep me looking up. I spend my whole life looking up. Almost anything for you, but I can only apologize so much for the times I was not there. I don't like reliving old glories, but I love my old mistakes. They tell me what I'm made of, where I'm going, and who I wanna be. Until I am left with nothing but a burnt out frame to lean on, and anything good that we did has been forgotten by our kids. And I have become nothing more than a shade of my former self. I will always remain. And it will echo through the hills, reminding everyone that they have made it home. There's a pack of wolves that lives inside of me. They've been there since I was born.
And I never get to see just what they see.
We're awake at different times.
That was brand new music from Jesse Labordet featuring his young niece Ruby Labordet accompanying on vocals. The song's called We House, available now on Jesse's Bandcamp. If you go over to his Instagram, Jesse Labordet, you can find videos of all the new songs that he's currently working on for his brand new full-length LP. He's releasing them there one at a time, just live, playing them on the video so you can hear them, get to know all the songs. You can check Jesse out with his band The Long Winter, along with Let's Go and The Core, down at the Wise Hall. Zero Index will be opening up the show. Should be a good time. Also playing on Friday, May the 10th, down at Redgate Art Society. You can see The Dog Indiana, AK-747, Disruptions, and Toy Tiger. Toy Tiger got a brand new music video out. I might try to get into that a little bit later. But that is not all that's happening this weekend. No. Not only is The Core going up to Squamish, but here in Vancouver at the Commodore Ballroom, the best damn lineup I've seen for a Vancouver show at the Commodore in a minute. Because really, the Commodore is my least favorite place to see a show in Vancouver. But I would probably break my rule. If I wasn't going to see AEW at Rogers Arena, I would be at the Commodore for this. Check this out. Alien Boys. My dear, sweet ladies and Alien Boys, they are back. They got music, and they are playing the fucking Commodore, and I'm stoked for Aaron and the girls in that crew to finally get up on that stage. It's going to be wild. Waitlist is playing, and that is insane because they are brand new. They just started, and they're already at the Commodore, and that blows my mind. I hope they come up with an album. I've seen them live twice now, and their live show is amazing. The single they got up that I'll play for you another year, it's not my favorite. I think they have better songs, but that's just my opinion. Also playing is Dead Bob, and then the mighty, the legendary, the one, the only, DOA. Godfathers of Hardcore in our own scene. It's going to be a wild time. Check it out. I think it's going to be crazy. Lots of women up on stage, and that's what we're going to keep rolling with here for this next set. Some women in the local scene. Starting with this band right here, some sweet girls who I haven't seen in a very, very long time, and I hope that they come up soon because I don't have this new album of theirs. The album's called The Weight of It All. It came out last October, so it's still brand spanking new, not even a year old. This is the second track off the album. This one's called The Brood. You listen to CGSF, Red Radio.
My thighs. Forget the sense of self-hurt for once. That intoxication.
Commodore this Saturday. This is Wait.